This is a Gutter production.
We went to the last ever Fly Honey show, and one of the hosts was saying, call and response to the audience. I was like, I need the whole audience to say, meow. And then the whole crowd would be like, oh, and then be like, I need the whole crowd to say, thank you, daddy. And then be like, thank you, daddy. I need everyone to say, ooh, my boosie. So they got like the whole crowd going, ooh, my boosie.
They were mad with power, man.
It was their last show. It was their last show. A show that's been running for 15 years. They were making us cheer and like applaud stuff for so long.
Oh, that was the part that I was like, listen, the show was fun. It was great. But like, I swear to God, the cheering and applause added 15 to 20 minutes to the show of just like, what? Like my hands were hurting. Yeah, I was like, I'm just standing here. At a certain point, soft I was like, come on.
But it was good stuff. I mean, they'd be like, protect the dolls. And we would be like, screaming. They'd be like, free Palestine. We're like, yeah, we're screaming. And then they'd be like, give it up for this guy on sound. And I'd be like, I can't scream for him as much as you know, saving the dolls.
And then let's introduce every single member of the 20-piece band and let's have very prolonged cheers for all of them. It was just
give it up
so
for
much.
The backup bass player, Termis Grandingo.
Oh, Termis Grandingo.
And give it up for the bass player who couldn't be here, Frank.
Bring down the projector. We're getting him on a Zoom call.
Give it up for my Grubhub delivery guy earlier, Steve. I didn't catch your last name, but yeah.
Frank doesn't realize his webcam's still being. He's started masturbating.
Oh, no. Frank. We see Booger, our beautiful little green hatchback, rumbling down a narrow, garish, but sort of like low-ceilinged, oval-shaped hallway. Like, the walls are hand-painted brightly, but it's also sort of dirty and scuzzy. It's like a combination of a funhouse and, like, the entranceway to a public restroom. And Booger is just rumbling down this little tunnel. Up ahead, we see a round door. It's also hand-painted. We see a circus scene. Clowns on unicycles, strong men flexing, and a bear balancing on a ball to an adoring crowd. And Booger rolls into this door, bumping it open with the front bumper. Bump! The door swings open on that bumper, revealing that the hallway continues down to another door. And this time, we see sailboats before a Victorian beach. Men dressed gaily, splashing in the water, ladies sitting on towels beautifully, and bump! Booger bumps this door open too and continues rumbling along, and what do you know? There's another door! We see children playing with a dog in a garden before a big, looming cathedral, and the bumper, Booger's bumper, taps this door, and it swings open again. This time, too! A dark, dusty, and empty parking garage. You see a barrier gate and a ticket booth ahead. Here we are. We are now looking inside Booger. What are we seeing?
Guys, I think I speak for all of us when I say... that happened.
Yeah, that is a hard retweet for me there, Scratch. Otter says as he's has a rag that's black oil soaked as he's just scrubbing his face and trying to get his eyes clear. He's narrating all this.
Yeah, after they just have come out of what feels like a amusement park ride, funhouse place... and are now sitting in this empty parking lot covered in oil. Violet is taking a second to, like, catch their breath. Eyes are wide, scrunching their brows together like, whoa.
So everyone's, like, dirty, filthy, sitting in the car, feeling weird.
Otter doesn't have his shirt on, even. His body is just out and about. and he's changing his pants to some fresh blue jeans. He's thinking about Orange Julia, this strange ogress type Sheila that they just interacted with, and she's dead, right? Did she die?
I don't know.
We don't know.
She ate the hair and she kind of evaporated.
Whatever happened did not seem good, but I can't say for sure.
Knowing Julia, and we do, I think she bodied it.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, look, she's going to have a rough day tomorrow, but come on.
Yeah, it's like having a spicy food, spicy meal.
I know that she was kind of cool with us, but stuff about the kids, you know, I don't know. Kind of rubbed me the wrong way as a guy who's responsible for a lot of kids outside Black Fork, you know.
Ultimately, as long as we didn't get eaten, that's a win.
And you know, the only one who was trying to keep us from getting eaten, and look, I know I otter, I totally get it, but at the end of the day, I'd rather have Julia in charge of things in there than any of the guys who were looking at my toenails so salaciously.
Yeah.
They were eye-sucking my toes.
We would have been dead. We would have been fully dead.
I just think I'm all mixed up. We had that vision.
We had that vision.
Are we gonna talk about that?
We all had it.
That, I feel like, is a can of worms we should address with some open air. Let's maybe
get
keep
the fuck
going
out of
a
here.
Little bit further.
Yeah.
You roll forward over to the ticket booth, and you look over to your left. Beside a wall of brochures you see inside this ticket booth, it's like this churning black darkness. And it starts creeping out, reaching towards Booger, this darkness. And in this darkness, you can barely make out the outline of like a white mandible skeletal, the lower half of a human skull. And there's like a hiss, and the skull opens.
This is the end. This is the end of them all. I am the end. That's my name.
Hello?
Hey.
Parking ticket, please.
Oh, don't worry. And Otter pulls out a hat that says, this hat acts as a parking ticket and validation for, and then it's sort of illegible.
Illegible.
What the hell? I'm all mixed up. I've been drinking too much of this, boy.
Yeah, you're sounding illiterate there for a second.
I'm getting roasted like a turkey right now. All right, Otter hands his hat that has a long sort of like legalese, like it just turns into like legal font, but it's from the Lids by Turd that has a hat for everything.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel better. Did everybody steal a bunch of hats? In that place?
I just have my one hat.
No, I did.
I should have stolen two more hats.
I emptied a whole bug out bag and replaced it with novelty hats.
My backpack is stuffed. I could barely get to my archive at the end of the last episode because it's just full of hats. But I suppose we'll see those in key moments.
We no longer have any drinking water, by the way, because of these hats. But
Boo, thank you for the tickets. This is the end. Would you like a brochure?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Can we get a couple?
He tosses a couple brochures in.
Take it!
And then,
you have any coupons?
Can we get anything else?
The gate opens.
Okay.
Are you here all the time?
Yeah.
When's your shift over?
When's your shift end? The end.
It does not end. It ends with me, which is the end.
My name's Otter.
So you live here?
Living? Can you really say that I live?
Indeed.
I feel like Julia has to address some of the kind of labor issues with this place. I'm sure she wants to.
So you don't get a break?
I don't get a break. Yeah, of course I don't get a break. They say 15, but I mean, they're watching me the whole time. So
oh
it's
my God.
Like, oh yeah, sure, I'll take 15. And then another guy drives through here and says, hey, what do you mean? I don't have parking tickets. I just sort of found my way. I'm so scared. And I go, I'm going to fucking eat you. And then I rip him apart.
Okay.
Oh.
Do they time your bathroom breaks too?
We gotta go.
I don't have a penis.
Oh.
Yep. We gotta go. We gotta go.
That doesn't really.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Booger pooters on down the road.
Pootering away.
Into a dark forest.
Ooh.
So you're pootering down an asphalt road. Surrounded by lush forest, there's a setting, or is it a rising sun shining through the trees? You're not sure. Your idea of time... Honestly, the whole experience is just washing over you, and you just talk to a talking skull and shrouded in darkness. Can I just get veil rolls from everyone here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I just say one thing?
Mm-hmm. Can I say anything after that?
Yeah. We're pootering down an asphalt road.
Big smile.
That's all. I heard him say pootering down an asphalt road.
Pootering down an asphalt chode.
Oh!
And we hit a pedestrian on the shit cross. I don't know. Hold on, I'll get back to you guys.
Gennon?
Yeah?
Top or bottom? This ain't
top.
A question of preference, buddy.
Top.
Okay, because this was dead on the line of 3 and 0. That's the first number is 3. 38. That clears
that
my
That sounds like
veil.
A pass.
9.
That's a pass.
6.
That's a pass. You guys are fucking fine.
Here's the thing. Unfazed. When we said, like, you know, that happened, that kind of attitude is...
was unearned.
It was... Well, I think right now that has shown in our veil rolls. We have absolutely been able to compartmentalize this.
When we ate those mushrooms and we floated in the woods and stuff, we were like, anything we see from here is nothing.
Also, the familiarity of being in a shopping mall, being in a parking garage, I think there's something tethering about that.
Mm-hmm. And we want to be accepting people. Like, if you go to, like, a country you've never been to, and, like, their shopping mall is a little bit different, you know, it's like the mirror world experience. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to check my fucking biases here, recognize the discomfort, and recognize that
it's
an opportunity. Yes, sit in that for a second and take that as an opportunity to grow and understand the richness of the human experience.
Play the music. Play them off.
Thank you. Play me. Oh, okay. Oh, they got a cane around my neck. Yank.
You never said what you were going to say before.
Oh, my God. I'm
so
sorry.
I freaking forgot. Oh, dude, it was so funny.
When I said tutoring down an asphalt road.
I know. It was unrelated to that.
Oh.
It's not even that cool. But I was going to say, Gannon, you were saying, is it the sun rising? Is the sun falling?
Yeah.
I think if the sun is sort of like in that state where you can't tell if it's a sunrise or a sunset, the golden hour, the hour when the devils are afoot, magic is real. something like that could be a vibe.
It could be a vibe.
It's a vibe.
We have the windows down,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is a vibe. It's really warm. It's actually sort of humid, which... You know, now that you notice that, it's like, that's a little peculiar.
I mean, you know, climate change. I mean, this could be December 15th, you know.
You're not worried.
We're not worried. It's a little humid, whatever.
It's fine. Booger is rocking on down the woods.
All right. So.
Oh my God, the fresh air is essential. Jesus. Woo. This ink is in every orifice.
Yep. I'm the same. But it looks kind of cool.
All right. Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I'm done being covered in ink, and I'm done beginning to think about what the hell happened to us in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys all... We all saw that same thing? Did you all see that?
The shared hallucination that we had?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
That was... Bodhi.
That was Bodhi, yeah.
Right?
That looked like Bodhi.
And that was the flying creature.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I wasn't there, so I didn't want to assume.
I think it seemed like, yeah.
And that was what we found on the beach as well.
And the other guy that looked like Bodhi, Fodi, if you will.
The other guy?
You think that was another guy?
Came out? Did you guys see that? Did we see that? Did I see that?
Well, no, I mean, I will say the perspective did change. So, I mean, that's an interesting way of interpreting.
It seemed like a guy was coming down and then a guy that looked like Bodhi was going up.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think, oh.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean,
but I think
it's hard
it was,
to know
it was when after it was after Bodhi got sucked into the creature and the perspective changed. And I don't know what that means. I don't like.
Look, all I know is that we saw a skin on a beach of something. And that there's a Bodhi that's acting out of character walking around. Sometimes people go into the warp, they come back, they're not the same.
So it went through. He got sucked in and out. And the actual Bodhi is either changed, went through some type of change, Or it's just not even Bodhi.
I don't know, Dee.
Or... or... the... dead thing on the beach, the skin...
is Bodhi?
Could have swapped places with Bodhi somehow. And I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to be, like, defeatist about it. It's possible. Bodhi might still be.
Well, if we do see this Bodhi that's walking around, we're going to capture it, try to keep it alive if we have a chance, figure out if there's a Bodhi in there that we can get back.
Yeah.
Guys, something I didn't mention I think would be good here. By the way, I have in my camper a portable
shotgun. Right. The camper is rattling behind the booger also. This whole time there's a big old camper behind
it. Shit, I keep forgetting that there's a big camper back there.
It's
pootering along. I have a portable shower, so I'm ready to dig into that thing.
We might need to use the water in that for drinking. I don't know.
I think we need to get a little further away before we stop.
Yes. But somebody, I wanted to tell you guys.
You didn't flush the toilet back at the crap yard. I know, I saw.
I actually didn't want to tell you that.
There wasn't any toilet paper in there. Did you wipe?
I did, but I had to use...
Oh, no. Let's just not even... just say the other thing you were going
to
say.
I had to use the rug that you had in there.
Oh, my God.
And it looked
it's
old, and I think it was one of your parents' rugs, and I knew you'd be mad at me, and I'm sorry, but I'm not used to this kind of life out
that
here, okay?
That rug was Rudolph Valentino's rug. He died on that rug. He killed himself on that rug.
Oh, my God. So,
he did
that. That's why no one's allowed to use that bathroom. It's the Rudolph Valentino bathroom. I wasn't going to say that, but then I saw the toilet paper.
Okay, well, when I wiped, there was a lot of blood, but I think maybe that was in the rug ahead of time then. Okay, I feel a lot better then about that. Okay, but that's not the point. The morning that we all worked out, which happens to be the same morning that Bodhi or Fodi ended up wreaking havoc running around town. I put on the headset for a second. It turned on its own while I was sleeping. Remember you found me on the floor in there, Otter, and you thought I was...
I kicked the door open, I spooked you, and...
You thought I was playing with my PUD. I wasn't playing with my PUD. I put the headset on, and... I had a vision at that point. That vision was, it was smaller and choppier. There wasn't as clear.
Uh-huh.
It was also Bodhi falling.
Oh.
But the timeline, I think when I put that headset on, I may have seen it as it was happening, or part of that was obviously what happened to Bodhi on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
But then the falling to the ground...
Whoa.
I should have said something. I didn't connect. I didn't realize that was Bodhi, but now seeing this other vision.
So you had a vision that then later we had a related vision together because of a strange entity that was in the shopping center. I feel like...
You got to put the headset back on.
Well, does he? I don't know. Is it safe?
Well, that's Otter. My feeling after that was, okay, I do not want to touch this fucking thing. This thing is scary. It's trying to... show me horrifying things, but now I realize that maybe if we got this vision from this creature as like a reward for giving it things it wanted or whatever, then maybe the vision I had in the headset was also trying to help me, and maybe if I had clocked that early enough, could have done something.
And to be clear, you found this headset with a human dead skull
screwed into it, yeah, and it does hurt, and it feels like it's trying to eat me when I use it, so
well,
all valid
he didn't find the headset. The headset was part of a delivery, so this is clearly an object that is very sought after by some very scary people.
It's like the horn.
Oh, you mean this horn?
He's just scatting by it,
and he's just trying to get a little laugh out of the gang.
He got it.
Sometimes you need to just raise the morale a bit, and everyone gets one sanity point back.
Oh, excellent.
I love
Freddie Fishman gets two.
Scratch, I think you should put it back on.
Is this a safe place to do that? We just got out of a damn weird hole. I'm looking around.
I want to take that shower first,
for sure. Yeah, you're looking around, and you do notice the trees all seem slightly off. Smoother or something? I mean, they look still like the trees you knew, but they're, like, smoother, like a little sort of twistier. You notice the bird song also is not the same.
It's different. There's different birds. Yeah, this is deep warp, guys. This is where we were trying to go, but I just want everyone to know this is where things get even stranger. So if you thought that was weird back there, this will be probably similarly weird or a little weirder, just by a little bit.
Yeah, we got to keep, I mean, you know, we don't want to go.
We don't want to go too weird.
Yeah.
It's only episode 10. I don't even know how much weirder we can even get. Cut to episode 90. Everything in a foreign language that we've made up entirely.
Otter's head is a giant pizza, like a margarita-style pizza.
My nipples each have faces, and they're like, Nakabachakanga!
Yeah, but your relationship with the nipple faces is, like, deeply emotional.
One of them is, like, clearly dying because it gave its life to save my pectoral.
Ooh, my two pepperoni eyeballs look at you and say, Mala Boo Boo Dubai.
Or weeping.
Jabali Rave.
There's two more cast members.
Yeah, and I'm carrying, like, 15 leashes all attached to different Petruviuses.
Oh, yes, and they each have a gem, and it's like, it's time. And they all hold it up, and each of the gems start glowing. And then we don't want to spoil it.
It can't get that much weirder,
this moment
guys.
Dedicated to Freddie Fishman, rest in peace.
What?
I'm still damn alive. Wish I wasn't. Got a bunch of damn laundry on top of my head.
Oh, let's get you out of here. Sorry, buddy.
Thank you.
Put him on the dash.
There we go. I love being here with my little sensor sort of sensing everything else. I think I said I am kind of blind or something.
You, like, see a different way, I think, is the impression. You're like Daredevil sight or something.
Reptile slash Daredevil slash Freddy Fishman, which is me now.
Freddy, just quick question. Still want to off yourself?
Yeah.
You haven't? Oh, okay.
I'm ready to go anytime. I mean, like, imagine not having to do anything. I mean, I guess I don't have to do anything ever. I'm just a damn fishman. But just, like, imagine, you know, I want to go to heaven. I believe in God.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm a Christian.
Okay.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think so.
This didn't challenge your beliefs in any way, getting sucked into a little fucking thing.
Well, if I hadn't got sucked into this thing, I might be chilling at the Pearly Gates, showing St. Peter some of my famous songs.
And just checking, Freddie Fishman, Jimmy Buffett wasn't on the Epstein list, was he?
Let's see.
You would just know. You would know if you've been to the island, right?
Well,
Freddie? Oh, your caginess says a lot.
I don't know him.
Okay.
Is that what the AI Google search told you? Or?
That's what my memory told me, Mr. Clever Man.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Smarty Man.
Thank you.
Mr. Okay. Handsome Man.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. You. Flirting.
Hey, Freddie. You're all right.
Whoa.
I'm just appreciating a compliment.
Okay.
I was saying, whoa, because that tree looks strange and unusual.
No, yeah, it is
smoother than normal.
What does it smell like, Gannon?
Oh, it's like there's kind of like a weird sort of like spiciness in the air, like a sort of like herbal, like kind of weird herbal spiciness. But it smells like nature, like
I like
big
it.
Open nature.
It smells good after being in those dank halls.
Yeah. Right now you're driving forward and you crack through the tree line. And immediately one thing is clear. This is not any Washington state you've ever known.
Do we cross? Are we like in Oregon or something?
Everyone just do a veil roll while I read this. A bloody setting sun lights a ferocious rolling valley covered in greenery that looks both familiar and unlike any plants you've ever seen. Surrounding you right now is a vast mountain range. You're in the center of a vast mountain range with these steep vertical crags of rock which shoot up into the air. It's as if the earth violently crashed into itself like ice sheets on a frozen lake to create these very strange vertical craggy mountains. Explosive purple and orange flowers dapple the rolling hills. Perhaps tropical, but tropical feels like the wrong word. They feel positively alien, other. A snaking river spins beside the road, and rough asphalt follows it, weaving in and out. In the distance, you can see on a great mountain range in the distance, multicolored bolts of lightning flickering around these mountains. Thunder rolls down into the valley. Occasionally, you see little bolts of lightning strike mountain tops. The birds call. The air is hot and muggy. The air
smells like hot earth and that strange spicy smell, that river washing smell, that muggy smell. The setting sun is very discombobulating for you right now. You think your interior, all of your interior clocks say that it should be morning. So that's very odd. That would mean that you're in the mall for longer than you thought you were, if it's setting right now.
Whoa.
And taking all this in, you guys are also starting to remember that you haven't slept in a pretty good amount of time. I mean, now you don't know how long you've slept for if the sun is setting. So, you know, you can feel just creeping in the background exhaustion.
We're jet-lagged.
You're jet-lagged, but you're also blasted right down by endorphins by having to encounter so much danger. Did everyone pass their...
No.
One fail? Okay, give me a D10 roll.
I did pass, if anyone's keeping score.
Yeah, I fucking bodied this roll, man. Holy.
I'm happy because it's a beautiful sight, and not a single person I'm looking at is on their cell phone right now.
Yes, thank you.
I got a 7.
7, okay, you lose 7. Fail. So you're a little rattled right now.
Maybe, you know, Violet's the driver. Violet's the one who's got to keep the eye on the open road and is responsible for where we're going. And that pressure, all of this strangeness.
Two passenger princesses are going to do fine on their veil roll.
Right, if you were both less eyes on the road, more just like looking inside the car, Violet caught the first glimpse of this multicolored, striking alien landscape. And the electricity is palpable. It's unlike anything she's ever seen before. And she turns to the other two and she's like, I feel like I've heard about places like this. I didn't think this was actually real. This was just something that people talked about. Have you guys heard of this? Like the blood sun and the flowers?
No? The big mountains, the crags, the strange trees. I mean, yeah, I've heard about it from a guy named Bodie Chambers.
Yeah.
It's very weird to me, and I'm weirded out, but I think I'm still calibrated to the craziness that just happened to us in the mall, and
it's a lot. I've never been out this far in the warp, to be clear. I did read the Goosebumps book, The Beast from the East, which does feature a cover that does kind of give vibes like this a little bit, so maybe that's why I passed the veil roll, he thinks.
Gannon, I do have a question, actually. Yeah. As you described that, and, you know, it was like doing veil roll at the time, so
sure.
Maybe I missed a key detail. Would you describe this as, like, painterly or generated or something like that? Is there, like, this uncanniness? Is there...
Oh, is there anything sort of artificial about it or, like, created or invented or non-natural?
How colorful it is, how smooth the trees are, how dramatic the scenery is.
I think it's all strange, but it's all...
Feels very...
I mean, it all feels crazy. I mean, multicolored lightning bolts, but it's like, it doesn't... It's not so vibrant that it's like impossible crazy town.
Okay,
it's still, you know, vibrant within the context of nature. And also the blood red sun is in itself just a dramatic setting sun. The sun itself is not a... You know.
Yeah.
Otter is very well traveled from his years as a professional athlete, and it often found him in settings that were strange to him, settings where, despite the strangeness, he had to maintain a level of competition and competitiveness.
Yeah.
So he's used to being in unfamiliar places while also sort of acting unbothered by it.
Yeah.
Deep down, there is a human baseline of fear, but it is much further buried than a normal person's would be.
What this made me imagine was the movie What Dreams May Come, which is one of my favorite movies.
Oh yeah, where they're like the
it's
painting
like the
world.
The painting kinda... one. So like the cover is like very golden, you know, and that's how I imagine the sun. But then like he goes in and it's like the world is a painting. And so when you said that, I was like, oh, it's so like. But anyway, this is a little more alienish in my mind. Like, woo.
Or just kind of uncanny.
Yeah.
Uncanny.
Saw the porn version of that, What Creams May Come.
Ah.
Oh, my God.
What creams? I mean, there's pretty limited amount of creams.
Yeah.
I think we know.
It's the coming. Oh. It's the cream.
There's another one. What Reams My Bum?
Oh!
What Reams My Bum? I've been going through my parents' cassette collection, and there is one thing called The Cream of Clapton.
Okay, this is real. I thought this was another.
It's real, and I didn't have anybody to tell it to until Clapton. Just now. I saw it, and I was like, The Cream of Clapton? Who the fuck would name this?
Is it like an Eric Clapton thing?
It's like a probably like a the greatest best, hit, best of.
Just call it The Best of Eric Clapton.
Yeah. The Cream of Clapton.
The Cream.
So Violet, you're feeling freaked. You're feeling a little rattled, and you also have a thought. There's an asphalt road. You're not seeing any sign of society immediately in front of you. You look down at your gas tank. Looks like you got about 200 miles to go before you run out of gas. But, you know, 20. So it should be enough, but also, will it be enough? I mean, like, where are you? But, so, here we are, you know? You're thinking, you're lost. Don't know where to get gas. You don't know if the WCL can follow you here. So you got to keep moving. What are you looking at a wild wilderness? After all you've just gone through, what's the plan? What are we going to do here?
Well, I have some knowledge of the general deep warp from being a small business owner who lives on the border of this thing. There are settlements out here. There are people who are trying to live. I don't know how they do it, but there might be safe harbor that we can find.
Yeah, I am not afraid of, I may be afraid of wherever the fuck we are, but I am not afraid of continuing down this road and eventually running into something. If there's a paved road, it means eventually it hits something.
If we, and I feel like now that we're out of the real shit, if we get to a point where we need to crash, let's try to find a clearing or something. And, you know, there's enough space in the camper or in here, you know, between the camper and the car, and we can get a few hours of rest. But
yeah, we need to sleep.
While we have energy, let's keep going.
While there's still light out, let's try to keep going.
I gotta just get out and take a leak real quick. I'm gonna just...
All right,
yeah, let's...
You pop on out.
Otter stretches one time, hasn't used the bathroom in a while, and he's someone who rarely sleeps through the whole night without having to get up and piss 6 times. So he saunters over. Is there like a ditch?
Yeah, there's like a little dirt. Sort of inlet.
Pulls down his pants.
All the way.
Wow, all the way to the ankles. Holy.
All the way.
That's how he does it, huh?
And he's wearing a diaper.
No, he's not wearing a diaper.
Sorry.
I think his underwear are just like...
Diaper-ish.
No, he's wearing... he's not wearing a diaper. He's wearing a sexy thong, all right? There's
all right.
No diaper.
Red.
It's red, and on the front, it's got the Detroit Red Wings logo. Mm-hmm. And he lets it rip as he looks and... breathes the hot, spicy air.
Yeah. Yeah, you're breathing it all in.
He thinks of Black Fork. He thinks of Dorinda. He thinks of all of the innocent people that live there, and he hopes that he's doing the right thing.
But thinking about Dorinda, you remember those packages she gave you.
Ooh.
Something for later. Dip, dip, dip. That's the sound of the last drops.
And the first drops. That was it. That's all he got out.
Dip, dip, dip.
Now it's my turn, and Violet goes and takes a pee and is wearing a diaper. Just kidding. It's just underwear that looks like a diaper. Nope, it's not. It's a red thong. And also regular underwear on top of that.
Holy.
It's a courier thing.
It's a courier thing. You need at least triple layer of your underwear so you can peel one off and replace it with the other one. Anyway... nothing much more to report here in this P-zone. It was all a bit. The mystery of the underwear remains.
We'll find out at episode 99.
Hmm.
Scratch, take a piss?
Scratch, here's the thing. Scratch loves peeing outside. But he's trying to take back a bit of control of the situation. A bit of agency, a bit of familiarity. So he goes into the camper, and he uses his toilet in there. Which, honestly, probably the subject tank.
Yeah.
Probably needs to be there. Although you could probably just like open a, you could probably just drop the, I should really look into how that stuff works.
Imagination is
well,
all we need.
For pee, you can probably just.
You can have an eco toilet that's got a thing that you just take the toilet part out and dump that somewhere.
He doesn't. I promise you. Let me tell you something, Eleni. You don't know Scratch as well. He's not going to be dealing with stuff like that. Okay.
He's going to be forgetting about it. And hoping for the best.
Exactly. That toilet would never get empty. It would get emptied when he replaces it by buying
it. It has an automatic cleaning thing that's actually more inconvenient and expensive to maintain than just if you were to scoop out your own shit and pee.
Constantly jamming and like
not based off of Casey's kitty litter, automated kitty litter that he has. Listener, stop saying that I am throwing shade at Casey's kitty litter.
Okay, we're all back in the car.
We're back in the car, sorry.
First tabletop role-playing podcast to take real pee breaks. Since Neoscum. which you may have heard of, I don't know. Okay, so we're in the car. What are we doing? We're just driving ahead?
Yeah.
We're driving and we're going and we're driving everybody.
So the car starts to drive forward.
Oh, would it be fair to say that Otter has some sort of unreliable, to some extent, maps of the deep warp that might have specific landmarks to look out for, maybe that even Bodhi had in his stuff?
I think...
I don't want to game break.
Sure. No, I've been thinking about this, and I think, let's say there's like, you've got a little napkin that has some scribbles on it. There's like a river, and let's say there's several napkins.
Napkins.
Yeah, he's got several napkins. And you're sort of flipping through them trying to find
something
one that
I can look around and be like, oh, that's here on the mapkin.
Yeah, can you give me a roll for that?
I would love that.
Lord almighty, what on earth could that be?
Navigation? I've got what great about navigation.
Okay, it's horrible. I rolled an 87.
Can I try looking at it?
I'm confident. I rolled an 87, so I think I have it right, and it's so wrong. This isn't even one of the napkins that I got from Bodhi's chamber. It's just my own napkin with a boogie in it.
Yeah, I got a hot hit.
All right, hot hit. Okay, so you start the car, he's looking through the napkins, you're like, hold on, stops the car, grabs the napkins, you're flipping through them, and you're like, aha, here we go. This is a river, this matches the river, this is the road. Okay, so there's a straight road dead ahead, and it looks like something called Gato City off to the northwest, and... to the northeast, there's something. His writing's really bad. Something, something, castle or something.
Mm. So, castle or Gato City?
Oh, Gato City. I do business with someone in Gato City. I've never met them. We communicate over mail, but we have at least one friend in Gato City, and their name? Gramercy Fond du Lac.
Wow. Okay.
Gramercy Fond du Lac.
Yeah. They go by GG Fond du Lac. That's how they sign it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they write GGFL, but...
GGFL, that's so cute.
I'll send them different, like, antiques and stuff they requested out of our catalog at the crapyard.
Okay, so you want to go meet this? I mean, having a contact, I feel like, is...
better than just being out in the
at the random
air.
Castle.
I don't know much about this castle,
Me either. I mean, I don't know anything about anything, so...
This is crazy. It's not an actual castle, though.
Probably not.
I don't know.
Black Fork does have a big Black Fork, but surely not everything is going to be literal.
Well, I mean, like, how, like... I mean,
you guys are driving by the river now. It's sort of weaving in and out. It's very beautiful.
We did... there was that pyramid, which didn't make sense. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to... You have to understand that, like, as of a week ago, warps were just Chernobyl to me.
Mm-hmm.
Some people stayed behind against the government. It's off the grid, but it's just, you know what I mean? It's just wrecked land and real estate that for some reason they're not redeveloping, which I just didn't understand. Nobody understands. But now we're talking about, like, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm breathing. That just happened. Okay, I feel better. This is a lot.
Scratch, do you want to flip a coin?
I want to go to the city.
Okay, the city. The city it is. Gato City.
Gato City.
And Violet drives towards the castle.
Yeah.
No.
Violet, you notice up ahead, you see there's like big forest like on either side of you. You know, the river's to your left, the right, big forest. You look over and you see there's like a silhouette of a man sort of peeking out at the top of the forest. And he's looking at you and he's waving. He's like ahead. He's like, there's like a corner that turns and there's like a guy who's sticking his head out of the forest. He just looks like a silhouette from where you are right now.
More waving people at the end of a road.
No. It's all good. I got some for him. And Otter rummages through his one of his largest bug out bags and pulls out a clunky sawed off 10-gauge shotgun. And gives us a classic out of sight, underneath the dashboard, out of view.
Do I pull over?
I say we pull over, see what he's got. The second things get weird...
I press this button under the...
You press it?
Pow, pow. No.
You will.
Once, I will. I press it right now. It's weird. It's weird enough.
Press the button to do the window down so I can give him one of these.
All right.
So you pull over.
Mm-hmm.
You guys step out of the car?
No.
You're in the
no
car.
Way.
Window down.
Window down.
Car's still running.
Otter sticks his head out and gives him a wave and says, "Hey there, stranger."
Hello, friend.
You're waving.
Do I recognize you?
No, I do not believe we've met before. I just know that people who haven't been to the Deep Warp and up in this region, and I saw you, and I just wondered if you needed any assistance.
No, we're good. Got a lot of business in Gato City that we're headed to. Actually, a small business owner from Black Fork, so pretty familiar with this general region. Bead of sweat drips down.
Yeah, buddy, we're warp riders, okay? We haven't been to this neck of the woods, but we... Should I? I do feel like I should roll.
Yeah, dude, give me a roll to see if you're convincing.
Ooh, five, one. What's my, what would that be? Fast talk or something?
Yeah. Charm, probably. It would be be charm.
Oh, I would have passed.
I certainly did not. That was a brutal failure.
What about fast talk?
If it was fast talk, would it have passed?
No.
Okay, well, like, fucking. All right, you feel like. Maybe that didn't come across right or whatever. I don't know. Who fucking cares? He probably doesn't care.
Well, not me. Admittedly, I'm new. Sorry, I was stealing valor. Not me.
He's new. I'm old. I'm Otter.
I'm old.
Oh, fuck. We're old as hell.
Well,
what's your deal?
I just live here.
And you just stand out by the road waving to people, huh? No disrespect. No disrespect. We just have seen some, you know, interesting things today, so...
Understandable.
You would understand if we were on edge.
Understandable to be suspicious. Understandable.
I got one of these. I'm holding my shotgun now in plain sight. Hopefully I don't have to use this today.
That's good. That's good you have one of those.
Hey, have you happened to run into a really tall, naked, perhaps, guy with long black hair?
Muscular guy. Around? He's got a tattoo of a strange man's face on his torso.
Yes, I've seen that man.
What?
Yes?
For real?
Yes.
He came through here?
He's in my cabin right now.
What?
Come okay, on. Bullshit.
All right.
Bullshit, yeah. Buddy.
Actually, we have him in our cabin. I put him to the back, so I know that's not true.
You're lost, friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's his name?
He sinks down below the forest line.
All right, let's just
How
move.
Was that man floating? That freak? Let's keep going.
Boom. In front of you, right now, in front of the car, you see one black leg. You see two black legs.
What the fuck?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A giant black spider steps out into the road in front of you.
It's nice to not have a desperate interlude.
Yeah.
It's nice to just be like, hey, we're going to give you the soft
what's
sell.
What's up, man? What's up?
Yeah, what's up? We're into the interlude.
It's the interlude. It's casual. We're just casual. Casey has on a Hawaiian shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And socks.
Hawaiian shirt.
And socks.
Lenny has on a Hawaiian shirt.
And socks.
And I'm dressed like a little sailor boy with a lollipop and socks. And we're here telling you about just the life cycle of a gutter month.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this. You're listening to it. You're listening to the episode. It's a beautiful episode. And we hope you're so beautiful right now. Beautifuling.
The episode being birthed into your ear canals right now.
The episode injecting collagen into your ears, giving you elasticity and suppleness and jiggle mechanics.
You love it so much. You're going to leave us a 5-star review and tell all of your friends about this great podcast. And it makes you feel so delighted. Yay!
And then next week, we got a gutter talk where we're going to talk about this episode for you, ask questions to each other.
Mm-hmm. Some behind-the-scenes info Also, some cut content, perhaps. That's where any cut content from the episode ends up.
Bro, the gutter cut content that you've been sending to me to put into the talkbacks have been making me laugh.
It's just, it's been, the past two ones have been very funny. I've listened to them just to cheer myself up.
The thing is, genuinely. Like, you edit them beforehand, and then I edit the gutter talk, and then I'm like, at the end of the gutter talk, I'm like, time to put in more stuff. I'm not done, but Casey did the editing, but then I listened to it, and I'm smiling and I'm not upset that there's more stuff to edit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's good. It's laughing. It's
laughing. It's
even.
I could even say it's even possibly smiling.
Yeah,
it's even smiling.
Yes.
And it's nodding. And you know what else is nodding? Mail that you receive electronically.
Yes.
Email. What's in my email? It's a gutter mail. Wow. And you can get one of those if you sign up for it, and you can read it in the email.
And do you know how to sign up for it, Gannon?
I think you go on the web. You go on the website, of course, dummy.
And do you know what the link is to reach it?
www.gutter.show/news.
Thank you.
Gutter.show/news.
I knew that as well, but I was holding my tongue.
Thank you.
Gutter.show/news.
Sign up for the newsletter.
Please don't unsubscribe from it. Just
ever.
Subscribe.
Only
ever.
Subscribe and only smile.
Well, I don't
it's
think
good.
I don't think that's going to be a problem once they see it, because they're going to want to stay subscribed because it's fucking good.
I like what Eleni writes in there. I like what I write in there. I like what Michaela writes in there. Sometimes there's a little Michaela corner sometimes.
Sometimes even Casey and I write in there too. And I like that as well, exclusively.
And, you know, for the most part, they're pretty quick and short and brief and cute and an easy little thing to start your day with. And then also, one final thingy that we got going on every single month is you can catch us streaming
on YouTube and Twitch.
And Twitch, wow, as well. But if you just go to gutter.show/watch, it will take you directly to the stream when we are live. It's every third Wednesday of the month. Currently, this year, our Lord, August of 2025, this is what we're doing. And so far, we've done some quizzes, we've played video games, where we got all kinds of ideas for different stuff, and we're just hanging out, chatting with the chat.
We played Peak this last month, and it was, to give you a peek behind the veil, a great time, and I think we've all been eager to get back to playing Peak. That's a fun ass game.
I'm fucking hooked on that shit.
Yeah.
I'm playing it solo. I can't be playing it solo. I need to be playing with friends to get the full damn experience.
Yet he's playing it solo so much. But
it's a problem.
It's a problem.
He's got it pretty far.
I like how cute our little guys in Peak are. They're pretty freaking cute.
They're really freaking cute. The design of that game is delightful.
They talk.
And if you missed
moves.
It, you missed that stream, that's okay. It's up on YouTube. You can catch it under the live playlist section and watch us. Watch us play Peak.
One last thing. While you're there on YouTube, other than streams, just be sure to subscribe to us. You know, we also release episodes on YouTube. You can listen to them there, and you can even share our trailers, or like our Brennan trailer. Great way to share it with friends. That's YouTube.
That's YouTube.
Also, what are you doing at the beginning, middle, and third week of the month and fourth week?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Do you want to hang out?
You want to hang out?
You want
to
hang out?
You want to come to my house?
Yeah.
Do you want to shake my hand?
Do you want to get some queso birria?
Do you want to get some queso birria?
You want to give us a phone call at 773-666-2486. I'm pretty sure that's it.
Yeah, I wish you would.
It's 773-666-A-GUN. I wish you would. I wish you'd call.
I wish you'd call.
We're going to do something with these voicemails soon.
Yeah. Say hey. Say what's up.
See what happens.
Give us some encouragement. And now we encourage you to keep listening to this episode and see what the hell happens.
Oh, yeah. And I know they're going to want to, because we left off on quite the cliffhanger.
And I just took off my socks.
Whoa.
And I just took off my Hawaiian shirt.
Whoa.
I just took off my little sailor outfit to reveal a full body of Yakuza tattoos.
Ooh.
I'm not.
And I just took off my, my skin. I peeled my skin off. Oh, God.
Old Man River.
Oh, I started singing Oh, Holy Night. Oh, holy night.
They call that an interlude.
That was the easiest interlude we ever done.
That was a fucking slam dunk.
This episode of Gutter is sponsored by Hero Forge.
Violet, Otter, it's me, Scratch. If you're listening to this tape, then it means my dark prophecy was correct. I got sucked into cyberspace after insulting an Etsy witch on an internet forum. But look, I've been digging through the pages of my archive, and I think I found just the way out. Think about it. The place where you make ideas come to life. Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customized tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. With a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options, Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for users to 3D print their unique designs at home. Meaning, you could design me, Scratch Kelly, on HeroForge.com. I could possess the digital model from here in cyberspace, then you could print me into existence itself. In theory. But that's not all. HeroForge also has custom printed dice where they'll stick your favorite mini, in this case me, floating inside a die. Or you could even put that mini, me, in this case, on a keychain. HeroForge custom acrylic keychains are printed at the same scale as the rest of HeroForge minis and arrive already attached to a high-quality zinc alloy lobster clasp, so you can take your favorite character, in this case me, wherever you go. And if you can't quite capture my likeness, it's okay. HeroForge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week, so check back in and see what you missed. Listen, Violet, Otter, or anyone who finds this tape, visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today. It may just be the only way to set me free. And if it doesn't, well, at least you got a Scratch Mini to keep you company.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
Oh, hey, Gannon, Alenia, Casey, it's Mike. You guys won't believe this. I got stuck in space.
Yup.
My damn spaceship broke down by the asteroid belt. I guess that's because it's Orbital Blues Month starting April 1st on BackerKit. Orbital Blues is an RPG from Soul Muppet Publishing about sad space cowboys, where your crew of desperate and downtrodden outlaws travel across a music-infused space western universe, filled with retro-future technology, plagued by heartbreak and the haunting shadow of the blues. And in April, there's a spaceship full of new Orbital Blues projects such as Outlaws and Corporations, a uniquely printed book filled with NPCs, adventures, and setting inspo, as well as my personal favorite, Formula Infinity, a high-octane space racing adventure complete with bespoke racing mechanics, new character options, and a star system of new planets to explore. And that's just the tip of the space iceberg. Each project comes with a soundtrack from Behold. And hey, you're listening to a little bit of that right now. Check out Orbital Blues Month on BackerKit to see the full list of projects and backer rewards now through the end of April. Now, can someone ship me a backup warp drive? Because I think I broke mine, and I'm running out of beans, and I'm getting hungry. So get me the hell out of here. Help me, please.
The Badlands. Legend has it that beneath the dust, something old and powerful still whispers to any gunslinger foolish enough to listen. One day, aboard a doomed train into the wastes, three unlucky travelers hear that call. A runaway socialite, a shape-shifting bounty hunter, and a retired thief turned family man. Will our outcasts find what they're looking for?
I mean, we're already here. Let's have a little fun.
You really went in there, guns blazing.
I thought that was the plan.
My potions are miraculous.
I thought we were being quiet.
Oh, Stump only has one volume, sorry.
Wild roses grow out of his mouth, having filled his lungs.
What's happening out there?
Violence.
Find out on Mage Hand High Five.
in front of you right now, in front of the car, a giant black spider steps out to the road in front of you. And I get veil rolls from everyone.
Oh my god. Oh, finally a bad veil roll.
Another bad one for me.
Otter passed. He rolled a 58.
Okay, D10, both you guys.
So cool when you don't have to roll anything. You just kind of chill. Mm-hmm. Teacher actually gives you some time back.
Five.
Six.
Okay, six. Okay, Eleni, please roll a 1d41.
Oh, gosh.
39.
So, Violet, you are experiencing indefinite unveiling.
What?
Basically, this is just, you're going to be at a bit of a disadvantage. You'll roll your D10 twice and take the worst roll while you're in this state. But it's like, boom, like you see this spider step out and you are having a very intense reaction. You've been through so much shit. It's like, what is this world? And you're seeing this spider step out in front of you. And on the back of the spider, you see the man. And now you got a better look at him in this fading sunlight. His body is like withered or like maimed all over. Like he was in a fire and it just melted him completely, and like there's no form around his eyes or mouth, but he's just looking out at you, and he's got his hands outstretched, and he says, "Should have come to the cabin," and he's on fire on the back of this on the back of this spider. Combat has begun against the withered man and the giant spider.
Oh, he didn't just immolate and then turn to ash.
No, he's rocking.
Oh, God.
Do you think he's mad at us?
Okay, Violet, you're going to go first. So you're having a very intense reaction.
Oh, what the fuck?
Your hands are shaking right now.
Violet goes to press the button inside the glove compartment to raise the big guns out.
Your hand is shaking. You tap it, and it's coming out now.
Mm-hmm. And she goes to grab her Desert Eagle and remembers there are no bullets in it. And is the thing raised up? Can I shoot it?
Yeah, the thing is raised up.
All right, so she's going to shoot.
Okay, give me a roll. But remember, you got to roll disadvantage.
All right, so 98. So I failed badly.
Oh, my God.
Is that a critical?
No, it's got to be 99.
Okay, all
there's
right.
There's one away, though.
All right, that was
holy
nasty business. Okay, so you're trying to press it, but your hand just turns on the windshield wipers, and you pull it, but it just lets off a little burst, and it's wide. Totally misses.
Oh, God.
Okay, next up, we've got Otter.
All right, so Otter is sitting shotgun with a shotgun,
mm-hmm.
and during the 7 seconds or so that it took for this thing to come out and for Violet to fire, Otter can tell that his teammate is in a state of heightened stress and is not operating at peak efficiency. Question.
Yeah.
If Otter were to try and help Violet in some way,
mm-hmm.
could he steady her hands or get another shot off on that? Ooh, I have a shotgun, but 20 feet away is maybe not the best way to use a shotgun, especially a sawed-off shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
I would just kind of be like peppering it with ballast.
Yeah.
So I think it might be more power gamey to try and get another shot off with the Gatling gun. But if that is something that I can't do, then I will.
I think it's fair you could just like reach over and like try and get another shot off. Do you have heavy weapons? I think that's what we use to fire it, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't have any heavy weapons.
So operate heavy machine. It was like an optional thing.
Oh, and operate heavy machine.
Well, we changed that to heavy weapons.
Well, we could do heavy machine for
but
this.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not great, but it's not. He's not unfamiliar with heavy machines.
Yeah.
He's working with strange, vintage, wrought iron contraptions.
Strange. And weapons certainly come your way, yeah.
Okay, let's try that. Why not? Otter sees Violet struggling to get a clean shot off, and rather than take a ill-advised pot shot with a shotgun from 20 feet away, he leans over and takes hold of the wheel to try and steady it for Violet while her hand is still on the trigger. Can we do sort of a team shot?
Yeah.
And maybe Violet tries to pull it again, but this will be Otter's role?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay. I rolled a 48. but my skill is 42. So I would like to burn 8 luck.
Fantastic.
To get there. I have 25 luck right now.
Okay, great. So that'll make it a hit. Okay. I did succeed in my dodge, so I got to keep it a buck. So the spray of machine gun fire comes blasting out, and this silky black spider leaps up in the air onto a tree directly to the right of Booger, like out of range of the machine gun fire. And it's barely tilted on, hanging onto this top of this tree, this flaming body looking down, laughing.
Says Otter.
Scratch.
Okay, so it's Scratch's turn. At this moment, with it off the road, and with Violet panicking and in the Gatling gun no longer being an option, Scratch, who is in the backseat at this point, grabs Violet by the shoulders and the upper arms from behind and just says, "Drive!"
And Vi slams on the gas.
Okay. Gutter is moving forward.
Booger.
Gutter Podcast is moving forward.
Booger Podcast is moving forward. Booger shoots off ahead. You are speeding down the road, sweating your brains out. Behind you, you see the spider leaping into the air. I got a great roll.
Oh,
I got
God.
A fucking fantastic roll. Leaping up into the air, I think probably Violet's got their eyes on the road ahead. Otter and Scratch are looking back, and it's just like time stops for a moment, like seeing this spider flying through the air, eclipsing the top of your car, and coming down on top of Booger. Violet, can you give me a driving roll to see if you can keep this car from spinning out?
Holy freaking moly, bro.
It's in range.
Oh, and the camper, too.
And the camper, too. Let's not forget about the camper, listener. Like we always do.
Oh, so you want me to roll it twice and take the worst one?
Yeah.
Okay. The worst one is a hot hit.
Oh! Power attack.
Okay. This is like, there's like a ton of weight hitting the top of the car. You're spinning back and forth. There's yelling happening in the vehicle. People are yelling. But Violet, you managed to keep control. Let me see how much damage the car takes real quick.
0.
This is the type of vehicular combat H.P. Lovecraft could never have imagined in 1910.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even have hatchbacks back then.
10 damage.
Model T. Oh, a spider monster has jumped on the Model
damage.
T and breaks.
Yeah. I believe Booger has 30 or 35.
35.
Okay, so you guys can see, like, these giant legs are, like, stuck into this vehicle now. This creature is hanging above you. The camper is swinging in the back. But, like we said, Violet has righted the vehicle, and you are driving forward successfully. But you can see these pincers, these, you know, spider legs are, like, trying to, like, reach into the car. Okay, so we're starting again. Violet, it is your turn now.
What was the initiative that Freddy Fishman rolled? Is he able to?
Oh, Freddy Fishman. Yeah, Freddy Fishman's 22.
Wow. Oh.
All right, so on the top of Booger, let's see. We've got a sunroof access, but we've also got these big, like, floodlight type things, like those big lights. And there is a handle that's inside, sort of to the side, where Violet is going to turn that handle to make those lights go up and on, like bright at the spider, to hopefully blind it.
Okay, that's really cool. I don't think you need to roll for that.
Great, I'm blinding it now.
Okay, so yeah, you flick it, you just like, boom, you turn it on, but you're driving like a pro. You guys both looking out at the car, at this bright light shoots up right at the spider's face, and you see for the first time on this, the smooth head of the spider, 4 gigantic blue eyes, like, bulging open at the sight.
Like human blue eyes?
They look like giant human eyes.
Oh.
Like otter's blue eyes,
yeah.
Even?
Well, like blue eyes, like people's blue eyes.
Like Daniel Craig's blue eyes?
Like Daniel Craig's blue eyes.
So oh, my God.
You can hear, like, a yell from the thing as it sort of, like, loses grip a little bit, stumbles back, and now it's clinging onto the camper in the back. So now we got Otter.
Freaking loser.
It's on the camper now? It's
yeah.
Not directly on top?
Yeah, it's on the camper now.
Okay. Well, if there aren't any big, hairy legs that are coming through the window,
and this thing is a little closer, mm-hmm. Otter is going to pop his head and torso out of the passenger window mm-hmm. with his shotgun. And is it illuminated right now?
Or? Yeah. It'll say the light is pointed at it. I guess it jumped out of the way of the... It's illuminated. For okay. dramatic purposes, it is illuminated.
Illuminated by the fire as well.
Oh, yeah. That's
so you're producing illumination.
It is a clear, easy target.
It's big. I mean, it's really big. You are shooting from a car, but yeah, I mean, it's...
Otter's coordinated, all right? Yeah. And he got mushrooms that made him even more coordinated. So he's popping out. Woo! It's me! And he takes his shotgun. And he looks at this thing, and he says, you should have gone back to the cabin, if there even is one. He's going to let it rip.
All right.
He's also feeling a very heightened sense of mania just because of the moment, because of the adrenaline and the fear.
Lack of sleep, too.
Lack of sleep.
Yeah.
But Otter kind of lives for stuff like this, and it reminds him of the state he gets in when he's on the squash court.
The state he got into in Dorinda's library, you know what I'm saying?
Brother, that was between me and Dorinda. You won't be making jokes about
it. Hey,
that.
Buddy, it was between... I mean, if you think that was just between you and Dorinda...
All right. The earmuffs, mind your own damn business.
A 10-mile radius knew what was going on in there.
All right.
We all felt it.
Even the spider's like, oh, yeah.
Oops, I just went to the Washington Wizards subreddit by just muscle memory. Okay, hold on. I got a hot hit!
Woo! Hot hit!
The damage for the shotgun goes pretty dummy, too.
Ooh, what is it?
So it's 4d6 plus 2d6 plus 1d4.
Whoa.
That's a good one.
Oh, wait a second. Sorry. I was misreading that.
Like, how is that
that's
better
like
than
an
my
Omega.
Desert Eagle?
This
is the Death Star.
My Desert Eagle's
sorry,
the best.
I read this incorrectly. That was 4d6 plus 2. That's if it's 10 yards away. 20 yards away is 2d6 plus 1, and 50 yards away is 1d4. So
all right,
I will just be doing 4d6 plus 2.
Okay.
Which is still pretty damn nice.
Yeah, but my Desert Eagle is 1d10 plus 1d6 plus 3.
All right. Well, mine is not Israeli made, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
Well...
So...
Well, neither is mine. Mine is actually made...
It's a Chinese knockoff, and we love it.
Yeah, it's a Chinese knockoff.
Roll for damage.
Okay. 13. 13 damage. Oh, plus 2.
And this thing has a okay. hit points of 70, so.
Okay. Yeah, you pop out of that thing. You see that guy? Those four big blue eyes are, like, staring back at you as these eight these eight legs stab into the trailer. And you're looking out at that thing, and you've got the shotgun, and you aim, and you pull. Bam! It is a brutal hit. You just see two of those eyeballs just get wiped off the face of this thing. Viscera, blood spraying all over the trailer.
Can we say that as he has this thing in his crosshairs, there's like the big sort of wider shotgun, like, you know, in video games when you use like some guns, it's uh-huh. just like a little dot, but then the shotgun's like yeah. wider. He's like has his face like perfectly lined up, and the shotgun sight turns into a squash racket that is hitting like mm-hmm. 15 squash balls that all represent the like spray of the pellet, and they all hit the face instead of going to the side or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's like a polite like squash high society clap that plays in the back of his head that he would have heard if this was a official squash game or something.
Okay, Scratch. This thing is hanging on for dear life. Go.
Looking back, the trees, the setting sun, the temperature, Scratch is reminded so much of the bonfires back in Ohio and times in high school where maybe him, maybe other rambunctious kids would grab like a pack of assorted fireworks from someplace across the border of Michigan and would just throw that into one of these bonfires, and the smoke and the sparks and everything that would just create chaos. And all Scratch is thinking is maybe this thing is dead right now, or maybe it's going to keep charging at us. I just want to overload its senses. And in his backpack, he grabs one of these packs of fireworks. The backpack is like a bug-out bag for fireworks, by the way. It just has as many as I need at any given time.
We'll see about that, but yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, after I got after I got my camper back, which had canonically
okay, fair enough,
hundred.
Fair enough. Proceed, Judge Sisters.
My bag also has as many bullets
okay,
as
I all right. Oh, you gave them all to the guy. Okay.
and Scratch, and the thing is, all he has to do, he knows, is just lob this up in the air a little bit in the wind resistance and the fact that the car is advancing, it's going to land right on that fire like it's a bonfire. So I think it's fair, Ganon, not to use throw for this, but I could use dexterity or something.
I'll allow it.
You might want to use lips to kiss the GM's butt to try and get him to approve
Say
this.
Something nice. Give him a nice compliment.
Give him a compliment, Casey.
Give him a compliment.
Butter him up.
Ganon, you are so sweet.
Oh,
see? I have nothing but endless compliments for Ganon. I just couldn't think of a good. If
I like that one. Oh, sweet. That was nice.
Casey's very complimentary.
Ganon, okay. You want a real compliment? Here's a real compliment.
I don't want a real
compliment. This freaking spider guy, the melted skin, like self-immolating on the back of a giant spider, much scarier than I thought we were going to go today. Genuinely getting to me, okay? He's okay?
Scary. I'm smiling.
Good
and
job.
I'm sweet.
And then Ganon is like, actually, Michaela made up that. The thing you complimented me for.
Oh, yeah. That's his fucking zero first number.
Jesus.
Looked like a three, but.
Also, that would have been fine. Five. So that's a golden hit, baby.
Golden hit.
Cha-ching.
Cha-bling.
Those fireworks are flying out the back. We're following the fireworks in air, camera style. Going above this dying spider, right into this flame. Just like a bunch, you just see an explosion of fireworks going off.
Smoke.
Over this body,
spark.
Smoke, sparks.
Colored lights, Roman candles.
Everything, just bam, bam, bam,
the
bam.
Camper is lit on fire.
Oh, God, no!
You see the spider tumble off, all behind you, and the fireworks are just going pow, 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 pow.
You know, the classic fireworks song.
Is that the song I used in the edit?
Cause baby, you're a fire.
You might have. It reminds me of things exploding a bunch.
Oh, that's right. That wasn't that. Yeah.
Isn't the fireworks song, do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
It was, and I was so glad when she didn't reference that because it wouldn't get stuck in my head again. But now you've said the words.
Do you ever feel like
I'll say for Katy Perry works, fireworks France, Eddington is a wonderful Katy Perry moment.
Whoa!
I highly recommend it. It's really good. Okay, boom, 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 booty, let's go! Bam, slamming it on the ground. Fireworks going off like crazy.
Well, I think we've announced our arrival to Gato City.
By the way, we gotta turn around and make sure that thing is dead. Otter has one more bullet in this shotgun if you want.
All right, and Violet makes a quick U-turn. And also speaks out of the megaphone thing that's attached. And Violet says,
"Hey, are you dead? Are you dead yet?"
The figure stands up and, like, climbs over the spider.
Oh, my God.
It is pointing at you guys.
How far?
About 20 feet.
Where is the cabin? Tell us now.
You want to go to the cabin? After all this, you want to go to the cabin?
I don't know. I just want to know where it is. Maybe we can just avoid it, then.
I guess we might as well have.
Yeah, got to figure it out.
Can I take one more shot at this thing from 20 feet away? Yeah. We'll use the reduced damage, right. But this shotgun has two shots before it has to be reloaded.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying that. So people don't say I'm a power gamer.
My shotgun has four shots. Actually, I've never used the bazooka on the back of this car.
Smiles wickedly.
It shoots
we
backwards.
We did talk about,
you know,
you attaching some of, like, you know, whatever, the spike traps and oil slicks and stuff that you had on the back of Booger
and
to
I
the
do.
Back of my camper.
A 21. So.
Uh-huh, and I do have that.
Okay.
Another sweet hit.
Roll for damage.
9 damage.
Okay, Scratch, you notice, you hear the sound of, like, a horse, like,
oh my God.
And you see there's, like, a horse sort of, like, rounding the turn up ahead. But we're going to cut back to you right now, Otter. So Otter fires again with the shotgun. This guy just falls flat. Just gone.
And fuck you! All right, Violet, now let's go!
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself! Says a booming voice from on top of the horse.
Oh, God. I'm tired. What the fuck? Hello?
Hey, we got smoke for you, too, if you want it, buddy.
No need! No need! You just did my job for me. You see a guy climb off of the horse. He's this really tall boulder of a man with a gut to match, wearing a giant knight's breastplate, flannel shirt and blue jeans sticking out the top.
Holy.
Fiery red hair, white stubble, and he's coming closer. You can see he has an automatic shotgun and two flails at his side, and he puts the shotgun behind him, holds his hands up. I'm a friend, I promise. You notice he has, like, lesions all over the left side of his face that makes one eye very red. And like a big nasty scar around his mouth that, like, you can kind of see his jaw a little bit. that son of a bitch you just killed's name's Aubrey, and I had his number. But you got there first, and I respect it, my friend.
And what's your name?
My name? They call me Meat Stew in these parts.
Meat Stew? You some kind of hunter, or are you some sort of law around here or something?
I was like you. I wasn't born here. I found myself amongst this place, and, well, I adapted. I'm the bodyguard for a caravan up ahead, and I figure you may not be from around these parts, so with kindness but understanding, you might be suspicious. Would you like to come with me? We have food and places to sleep.
Well, you're the second guy who's invited us to some sort of semblance of hospitality. And that's the first guy, so...
How do we know we can trust you?
I'll give you my weapons.
Okay, I trust him.
Yeah, honestly, that's pretty convincing.
That's pretty...
Okay, give us your weapons.
He takes off these two gnarly-looking flails. He flops them down in front of him, takes out this automatic shotgun. It's nice-looking. It's pretty nice. And he plops it down in front.
Mine is just an automatic shotgun.
Automatic. That's good. That's good.
And give us your armor.
He says, you insist you're going to...
That feels a little...
Hey, come on.
You're going to have to take it off me. I can't, you know, there's class. I'm not trying to do something funny.
Okay.
What'd you say your name was?
Meat Stew.
Well, Meat Stew. How could I fucking forget Meat Stew?
I wanted to say something that you guys might think is funny.
Oh.
All right.
You guys like movie references?
Yeah,
depends.
I would say we...
In
movie.
Moderation, sure.
I kind of love them. I work at antiques, so yeah, I see a lot of DVDs.
Come with me if you want to live! I miss movies!
Okay, yeah, Terminator.
What movie is it?
Oh, Terminator 2.
Otter would know that. Damn it, Mike.
Why was I thinking of... what's his name who's trying to save the girl Taken? What's he say? Oh, I have a particular set of skills.
Yeah, that would be much more threatening undertone.
Yeah.
No, he's trying to... sir, we process the reference. We appreciate it.
We'll follow you.
It's making a smile.
He laughs.
Thanks for some familiarity in these normal times and places.
Yeah. He laughs and says, it's the least I can do. I think you'll find not everything in this land is so inhospitable, though most of it is. And he wipes away a bloody tear.
No,
and he climbs back on his horse and he's like, you can take my weapons or leave them. Who gives a fuck? And then he starts riding away.
I like
over
him.
Otter's
like him.
Struggling with this large flail and puts it in the back of Booger.
Now, if this guy tries to fucking kill us...
Look.
I...
have something for him, and he puts two more shells in his automatic shotgun.
I'll tell you, I need a nap.
Booger starts pootering down the road. The sun is now set. The sky is awash with stars. Looking up, funny thing is, they have the same stars. Different environment, those are the same stars.
We're still on Earth.
Still on Earth, so it seems.
Same damn stars, same orientation, same season, Ganon, because we have just...
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're looking at the... Well, I guess you'd have to do an astronomy roll or whatever.
Yeah.
We're going to do astronomy rolls.
Everybody thinks me will. Otter does an astrology roll and knows that Scorpios are a little spicy today.
Oh, astronomy. I do have it.
You do?
Yep.
Thank you, H.P. Lovecraft.
Because I made my character a scientist so that I use none of my skills ever.
But now you do. That's, so it's...
I will be redo. Yeah, this is my chance. Oh, by the way, I only have 19 in astronomy, so it's not good.
Not really very good at
How
all.
How did you get to 19? That's such a...
That's a 1. Is that not a 1? It's possible.
Yeah, that's a 1. It's a 1.
Oh, my God.
The arrows. Look at the arrows.
Oh, I didn't see the arrows.
Yeah, yeah,
That's going to be a hit. That's going to make it. That's going to be a pass.
17. So just barely.
Oh.
Same season.
Same sky. It's not like we transferred space. Yeah. Oh, man. This is wild.
Well, thank God we didn't transfer space.
I do have one question.
Yeah.
And this is off mic first. With it being more humid and different and stuff like that, are the bugs different?
Bugs is different.
So it's like summer bugs?
Yeah, it's like summer bugs. Big smile on this editor's face.
Who at one point said it's so much easier to sound design
don't
summertime.
Don't say I never did anything for
summertime
you.
Summertime because you could just use bugs, but in wintertime you have to just do like wind sounds.
See, I thought you were going to say like, okay, so it's summer and stuff, so it's like, it's humid. So is Scratch's hair a little poofier?
Is Scratch's hair just
like, can I talk about this off mic first?
Yeah.
A little poofy hair?
For fan art reasons, is his hair perfectly poofy the way I like it?
Well, we have to see how the oil interacts with the hair once he takes a shower.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably going to be nice.
So Booger tears down this rough asphalt road. The stars we've always known shine down, and the forest lets out a great exhale, metaphorically. And we're cutting now. Smell of gunpowder and blood fills the air. We're in the mall again. We see the denizens, the bumpy men of the mall, cowering behind trash cans, dragging injured body towards patches of darkness from lights that have been shot out. Out of this smoke, this gun smoke, emerges a small and dark figure. Pointy snakeskin boots crunch on broken glass as he walks, maybe even saunters, as he saunters into Lids by Turd, directly to the back of the wall, picks up a cowboy hat off the rack, takes a look at it and laughs. He walks over to an injured and trembling Turd on the ground, looking up, beaten, bloodied, and bruised.
Where'd they go?
A Turd reaches up and points a shaking finger in the direction of the mall's exit, the food court.
Beyond the food court,
he says. Cowboy picks up Turd's Hello Puddin' hat to reveal a bullet hole. Grinning, he hands it back to Turd. He pauses for a moment after he leaves the store and he puts on his new hat. The front of this hat reads, "The man who weeps blood will bring them to me." And he lets out his crazy laugh. Blackout!
We're always trusting these fucking guys that we're not supposed to trust.
I think it might be a different man who weeps blood, to be fair.
Now I have to kill everybody again.
No, you don't know.
Otter is unchained now that we're out of Black Fork and no one can say, oh, he's a bad role model for killing a random guy.
I'm off the leash.
So what's in the cabin? Can we go there? If this was a video game, I would be getting out of the car, going to the cabin, and then I'd go back to the car.
You want to know what the cabin is?
Yeah.
It's a big fucking web. It's a big fucking web where it ties us up and eats us.
And there's probably a bunch of baby spiders.
But there's probably
That thing probably wanted to impregnate me.
Oh, I
probably wanted to plant baby spiders.
Oh,
What if I thought that about every enemy? The enemy probably wanted to.
Oh, my God. That's really funny.
That creepy monster probably wanted to put its eggs in me.
Yeah.
Just know it.
Okay, if this was a video game.
Please bring it up every time. I love it.
If this was a video game and we did go to the cabin, which turned out to be a web, there would be like dead skeletons that would have like someone would have like a journal that'd be like, day one of being impregnated by the spider.
Yes.
The eggs are inside me. I feel strange. Day 16.
And then we find the dead body with a rucksack and
get five gold coins.
We have five gold coins.
And a lockpick.
And one potion.
And it's a yellow potion. And you're like, it's probably haste or some bullshit like that.
Haste is really overpowered if you have the right build, dude.
Shows what kind of gamer I'm in. I am. It's health potions, yippee! Mana potions, okay. Everything else, fuck you. Fuck off. I'm not using them. I'm selling them.
Health potion sells when a real mana potion lover enters the chat.
I usually never use magic in those type of games, hardly ever. Most of the time, like Skyrim, I was melee all the way. Like, I was just hitting.
I like to...
Hitting.
To break the AI of the, like, monsters and whatever, just cheese everything. That's what we're going to start doing in Gutter. We're going to start cheesing your baddies, Ganon.
There you go.
We're getting Ganon's combat encounters...
to clip into a tree.
On the environment. Yeah, exactly.
Yes!
Oh, like, we entered this battle arena before Ganon could set up the enemy, so its AI is broken. It doesn't view us as a combat threat. It's just standing there T-posing.
You see the man, the knight in front of you, he's standing in a T-pose, and he's not moving at all.
As we're just taking pot shots at it, like, directly behind its head with the shotgun reloading another headshot.
Oh my god. I love that. And that man who was standing in a T-pose and didn't move at all probably wanted to impregnate Scratch.
Oh my god. You were so lucky.
He would love to put his eggs in me.
He wanted to put his fucking eggs in me and impregnate me and make my belly blow up and get real big.
Yeah, I'm glad we got him blocked into a corner and that he couldn't ever leave.
I bet he would have swallowed me too.
Yeah.
Ooh, I would have made his tummy enormous.
If you look up the coding for this character, their unofficial name is throatgoat.exe.
Oh, no.
Gutter.